Did you know that it's possible for your greatest strength to become your most limiting weakness?
Welcome to the podcast with your host, Craig T. Owens. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
Let's talk about where strengths come from first. I believe that God gives us talents. He gives us abilities. And then it's our job to steward those. We need to recognize them, learn about them, and then do our best to fashion them into God-honoring strengths. And I think that we can do that over the course of a lifetime, but we're going to get better and better in an area. In fact, we're going to get so good in that area, we don't even recognize anymore how good we are in that area. We move into a spot that has been called unconscious competence. We're so good in that area, we can do all of the steps, but we don't have to think about the steps anymore. Now, here's where the danger is. Because it is in an area now of unconsciousness, we don't think about it anymore. That means that our skills can become detrimental, or they can even begin to degrade a little bit without us becoming aware of it right away. Now, you'll know when you operate in an area of unconscious competence, when somebody comes up to you and says, "Wow, how did you do that?" And you say, "I don't know, I just did it." "Well, how did you know those steps that you were supposed to do?" That's just what you're supposed to do. "Boy, how did you handle that conversation so smoothly? What did you think about?" I didn't think about anything. I just said what needed to be said. When you find yourself saying those kind of things and people are amazed at how well it turned out, that's how you know that you're in that area of being unconsciously competent. But here's where we got to be careful, because that area of great strength can become a limiting weakness for us. Think about a boxer who has a devastating right hook. If he throws that right hook and it lands, it's lights out for his opponent. But if he throws the right hook and he misses, because he's thrown it so hard, he's exposed himself to a counterpunch that he didn't see coming. There was a time that I had to make some changes in an organization that I was leading, and the pressure was on. I had a limited time. I had some financial constraints. And one of the areas where God has gifted me, a talent that he's given me, is this ability to see an organization with all of its moving parts and quickly determine, here's where we need to trim some things. Here's where maybe a funnel is, where things are constricted. And I can see those things, and I can see the way through pretty quickly. Now, because I was under the gun, I just stepped in there and just started telling people, "We're going to do this. We're going to cut this. We're going to change this. We're doing this. And I just went through, and I used my positional authority as the point leader to do all of the things that I just unconsciously, competently was able to do. Now, we did right the ship financially. We did get back on a good course. We did complete all of the things that we needed to do in the time frame that it needed to be done. And instead of getting the applause, I was getting some other reactions. You see, I was so focused on just throwing that devastating right hook, just using the skills that I had, I did accomplish what needed to be accomplished, but I hurt some people along the way, because I didn't take into account the feelings of other people or the fact that they couldn't see what I saw. And so I had to go back and apologize. I had to make some things right. Fortunately, that was my wife who pointed out to me, "Did you see what happened? Did you see these hurt people, these hurt feelings?" And then I was able to go back. You see, I should have slowed down a little bit. And that's what I want to counsel you on doing. When you find those areas of strength in your life where somebody says to you, "Wow, that was so good. How did you do it?" And you say, "I don't know. I just did it." Then that should be a reminder to you. That's an area of strength that you have that is in the unconscious, competent area. So you need to pull it out for a second and slow down and say, "Okay, when I use this thing, I see what needs to be done. But what about the people around me? Do they see it? I know what needs to be done. These people here, do they know what needs to be done? I know how to say it. Do they know how to say it?" Slow down and begin to explain to other people. Bring other people on board with you. Here's what I see. Do you see this? Can I help you see what I see? Let me explain to you what needs to happen next. I'm not just going to do it. I'm not just going to tell you how to do it. I'm not just going to say it or tell you what to say. Let me slow down enough to show you what I see, to kind of pull the curtain back a little bit and share with you, even though I might have just been able to do it without thinking about it. Let me think for a second. What are the steps? Let me share those with you. Because in so doing, first of all, you're going to make sure that you don't hurt feelings, that you don't run over people that are vital to your organization, that are integral in your life. But you know what you might be doing in the process as well? You might be helping to form a strength in somebody else. There might be somebody else who has a strength in an area, but because you just go right past it and do what needs to be done, they don't have a chance to flex their muscles a little bit, to learn how to use their strength, their God-given strength as well, and turn that into something that's even more powerful. So find those areas in your life where you are unconsciously competent. You're really good at it. People recognize it, but you don't even have to think about the steps. I'm challenging you to slow down and think about those steps. Make sure that you're not overplaying that strength. Make sure that you're not overrunning people as you're going through the process here, but slow down. Consider the people around you. Consider the steps that you are taking along the way, and make sure that that strength doesn't unconsciously become a weakness that's going to undermine your leadership.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to craigtowens.com.